Philadelphia Reds delighted. Liverpool win, back-to-back wins in the USA for Arne Slot, our head coach, thanks to Mohamed Salah and Fabio Carvalho. Harvey Elliott, the creator supreme, with two brilliant assists in the first half, even though Kai Havertz pulled a goal back. Really good night for Liverpool here. Great crowd as well. It finished. Liverpool 2, Arsenal 1.
That was our commentator Steve Hunter's summary of the action as Liverpool made it 2 wins from 2 on this US tour with that win over Arsenal in Philadelphia. You're listening to The Reaction with me, Peter McDowell. Over the course of this podcast, we'll bring you the thoughts of Arne Slot and the winning goal scorer, Fabio Carvalho. First, though, to Reds legends Ian Rush and Gary McAllister, who joined us pitchside at Lincoln Financial Field for LFC TV's post-match show.
It was no surprise to see Arsenal start pretty well because they're a really strong side. Yeah. But they weathered that and then they started making some passes and getting some confidence and just grew into the game. I thought we deserved to win the game.
Yeah, I think so. I think with Arteta, when you look, he's, for some reason he goes by Liverpool all the time. And if they would have beat Liverpool tonight, I'm sure he'd be going on all season. Well, we beat Liverpool, yeah, not maybe the younger ones, but I think he's a bit maybe obsessed by saying, no, Liverpool, the atmosphere and everything and all that. No, we want to beat Liverpool, and the young ones done it again.
Yeah, psychologically that's a good result. I know it's a pre-season, but in saying that, 70,000 in a pre-season friendly, miles and miles away from our country, it's unbelievable. But psychologically, that's a strong result.
Yeah. And this is really a shot window into the exposure. I know he will have been aware of that anyway, Arne Slot, but there's no such things as keeping a secret or experimenting anymore, is there?
Nope.
Live on the telly, 70,000 in a stadium.
No, and absolutely, and what you can see is, there is those little combinations. Again, my eye as a midfielder is drawn to the middle of the park. I thought Szoboszlai and Curtis and Harvey, I thought they were excellent. You know, the way they rotated. And it was Szoboszlai who was the one that sort of sat more as a six for most of the first half. So there's a wee change there as well.
You can actually see, you know, we're watching the training and all that, you know, little one-twos and little movement. And what you have to do is do that and take it into the game. Yeah. And I think they've done that tonight.
Yeah, and they made a few errors to begin with in the first half, but just kept doing it, trusted it, just keep trusting it.
That number six role is an intriguing one. We were in this situation this time last year, weren't we, that there was no obvious choice. Is there an obvious choice now to start the season in that position?
Well, the thing is, it looks as if there's going to be more passes going through that area of the pitch. So you'll need people who can handle the ball, you know, and we've got plenty of options. We've got McAllister still to come back. Gravenberch is comfortable taking it. Endo went back there, in the latter part of the season last year, did pretty well. But Szoboszlai just showed that he can comfortably do it as well.
The big one for him, I think, McAllister. I think he had him back there, you know, experienced everything, and he could be actually the main man.
Is that a position you think he prefers, or is it a little bit further forward?
I would say McAllister wants to get himself further up the pitch as well, because I think he fancies himself getting a goal. He's got a great strike, and he's capable of shooting from distance. And also, he's got an eye for a pass. So him and Szoboszlai, would prefer to get further forward and have a more natural one there. But the fact that we're retaining it, if Szoboszlai goes, Curtis can just sit. Mm. So there's just that, they've got to get that understanding that they can't all go at the same time.
It does look like a more familiar system, a system that we were kind of used to seeing last season after the previous game where there was no striker.
Yeah, again, I think when Jota came off and went back to what they're like in the first game, but it's working, and that's what it's all about. And you've got to keep on practicing and training, and it's working now, so there's nothing you can do about it. No, 2 wins out of 2. No, you can't complain, and we've a virtually inexperienced team as well.
But we benefited with Jota's quality. Yeah. He was class, and as we said, he didn't play as a leader, as a nine, right up in the last man. You know, he came in linked, and he got himself out in this outside left position quite a lot as well. And just his little touches, he's a quality player.
It shows that it's testimony to the modern day player now that he was only back one day, he was back in full training again.
I was watching him at half time, the warm up, he's worn down. Better than warm up, like
a pre-season, the warm up.
Unbelievable.
A man who got the first goal has joined us here. Fabio Carvalho, who'll be delighted, the second goal, I should say. Really important pre-season for all of you as players, but to get 2 wins from 2, pre-season or not, is a big thing.
100%. I feel like it's just credit to the work that we've done. It's been tough, I'll be real with you. But obviously, we've put into practice, into the games, what we've learned from the manager, what we already knew that we could do, and it's just good to get some minutes. And for the young players as well, like myself and some of the even younger lads, it's just amazing. It's what you want to be part of.
It was a really confident display as well tonight against somebody that took Man City all the way last year.
Yeah, obviously we know their qualities, but we just got to play to our strengths. We can try and obviously adapt to what they play, but ultimately it's about us and it's about the ideas that the manager tries to implement within ourselves. And today it showed. There was periods where we was in adversity, but we just came through and we stuck together and stuck to the game plan.
What have those ideas been then? What are those subtle changes that you're noticing now?
Do you know what? I'll probably say playing more through the midfield. I'd say like players like Curtis, Harvey, Trouble as well, we've got a quality to do so. And to playing through them and getting obviously me, Mo, and the players higher up like Jots on the ball as well. And just being able to play through the thirds is what we want to do and what the manager wants to be our identity.
We're going to take a look at your goal now since we've got you here as well. It was great combination play. It will please the manager so much that they were team goals tonight. Started at left back, the move.
Yeah.
What do you remember about it?
I just remember just getting in the box, isn't it?
This is a nice ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's what you want to do, like I was saying, like playing through the thirds, that's what he wants us to do, and obviously getting a lot of players in the box.
There's nice patience here as well.
Yeah.
Really keeping the ball, not 100%. Actually trying to rush to score.
Yeah.
That was a great
I feel like, obviously, great pass by Harvey, that's what he does best, innit? So, and obviously, I've known Harvey for a long time, so we already have that connection. And I know that if I make a run and it's a good run, he's going to find me, so that's what.
But it must be sweet when you see it just coming over your shoulder and you just think, just get a nice contact, it's a goal.
Because obviously, like I said, there's a lot of players in the box.
Sweet hit.
Yeah, as long as you get contact and get on target.
But the ball wouldn't come unless you make the run.
Yeah,
so that's you make the run and Harvey will play the ball in. Exactly, that's what you did, Fabio, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
there's a wee bit of patience here, though. This is clever. Yeah. It's clever play.
No, 100%. And the managers, obviously not just the gaffer, but the coach and stuff as well, been on me, like running in behind, not just getting into feet, and that's something I've been working on. So.
Yeah.
It was one thing I noticed, certainly from the last game, it might be because you're a wide player, I might be reading too much into it, but the manager was talking to you all throughout the game. That role's becoming very clear now.
No, 100%. And he just wants me to do the defensive stuff first. Because he knows what qualities I have, but it's just good to have someone that's always on to me, making sure that I'm on it, and that's what I want from the gaff. It's just him having my back.
We chatted, after watching the first game, against Betis, you made 3, 4, 5 runs, try to get him behind, but the ball never came.
Yeah.
But you make one run, if you just keep going and making runs behind, you'll get that reward.
It's more central. You've been doing that. When in the first game, you made 3 or 4, wide, weren't you?
Yeah.
And obviously the ball wasn't coming,
but nobody was looking.
Exactly. That will come with time, won't it? Practice and training. But it was nice to see you get in the middle. Not just otherwise, in the middle, made that run. Fantastic.
You were the player he was talking about before the game as well, which is credit in itself. 35 games you played on loan last season. Does it feel like there's a clean slate? Does it feel like there's an opportunity for you again here at Liverpool?
Well, I can only hope so, innit? Like I said, not just for me, but for everyone coming in. It's obviously a new gaffer. Everyone's got a chance to impress, and we'll just go from there. As long as we keep working hard, that's the main thing, and that's what I'm trying to make the most out of it.
The big thing is the running finished? Is it just games now? Or is there still a bit of running on the schedule? Do you think there'll still be a wee bit?
No, 100%, but it's what we need in it, so...
Yeah.
He's one of the most experienced ones now.
You've been
out alone and all that, so...
Yeah.
Just finally, before we finish, you've enjoyed this part of the world this week, haven't you? You've been out with the cheese steaks, you've been on the rocky steps.
Yeah, I've been in a lot, to be fair, and it's just what it's about to be for, like, coming different cultures, different experiences, and obviously you do the training, then you have a bit of downtime as well, which is important to just rest and recover, and we've got that today, and we'll go again tomorrow.
Ice baths for you now. Go and recover, Fab.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the goal and the win as well. Thanks for joining us.
Excellent.
Fabio Carvalho, who is one of those players who will be really excited about this brand new season now, as are the fans that have waited to see him as well. We spoke at the very start of all of this, before Real Betis. There will be maybe 2 or 3 players that come into the attention of the head coach, and you imagine he will be one of them now.
Yeah, and I think getting games under his belt has really helped him as well. But that confidence to go out there and get that many games on loan has definitely helped him coming back here.
Yeah, this is definitely a lot more than Real Betis. This is a proper Arsenal team. They had quite a strong side out, and we go 2-1 up and you bring the young ones on last half an hour. Are they going to score? You're not sure. But what they do, it's all for experience. That's what it's all about. And they never let a goal in when they went to 2-1. So for me, that's improvement from the Real Betis game.
Hello there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are 2 series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives on and off the pitch. We've got Andy Robertson's car sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club,
how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure you give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show.
Welcome back, pitch side here. Liverpool beating Arsenal by 2-1 in this second pre-season friendly of this US tour tonight. Really pleasing, and many of the fans, it was very close to 70,000 inside here, are still hopeful that the players might come out and throw a couple of their shirts into the crowd as we get into the late evening here now. It's life-changing for people who get to see their heroes in the flesh, isn't it? This might never happen to them again as Liverpool fans.
Well, it's amazing now. They're Liverpool supporters worldwide. That's all about me. I think, what is Anfield, 60,000? So we have to take Liverpool Football Club to the fans here. You know, some of them most probably won't even come out of America, but they'll leave this place now with something really special about Liverpool Football Club. And that's what it's all about. You call them, there's fans here now. I think Arsenal with that end, there's no one there. Yeah. You know, and the fans are still here. That just goes to show how much Liverpool Football Club is to them.
Pete, you've witnessed that. We've been here over maybe 10 days now, maybe 10 days now. And everywhere you go, you get greeted brilliantly. You know, you've been treated wonderfully well. And it's just the excitement, even as a dinosaur, people are pleased to see you. So when they see the present day players, it must be amazing for them. And it's everywhere you go. We've been into the suburbs. You know, we've worked with young girls and young boys. So it's right across the board. There's new Liverpool fans everywhere. Yeah.
There was a fan up there before you spotted an Aston Villa shirt with a Chelsea scarf up. They might have changed their mind. There might be Liverpool fans all of a sudden now tonight.
Well, hopefully. They were in the Liverpool end anyway, so hopefully we won't see them shirts again, you know, and see the Liverpool shirts. But that's football. That's America for you, isn't it?
Scousers everywhere as well. So many Scousers here who've moved over here for 30 years.
To think of a pre-season game, you know, it's 70,000 people, you know, and you're thousands of miles away from Liverpool. As you know, all credit to the fans. You know that, and I don't know, the tickets won't be cheap either. Yeah, so it's fantastic.
You can gauge it, Gary, from being a Premier League assistant manager so recently. They're 3 weeks into this pre-season now. What kind of condition are they looking in?
Well, are they ready for the balance to change? You know, the first couple of weeks is generally physical stuff, and the analysis all getting done with, you know, the fitness of, you know, just the general fitness of the legs. And mentally how fit they are, but then you need to get games under your belt before the opening game. Yeah. So the balance might just be flipping. There'll still be bits of pre-season going on, just like the Arsenal behind us are still doing box to box runs. So that'll still be part of the training, but I think the focus and the emphasis might just flip to more football and more combinations, so that the players can really gel and work on the stuff that Arnie's trying to get over to them. So it just might just be flipping now, you know, then the concentration and going from short-sided games and small-sided games to maybe 11v11s. Because what have we got? We've got Manchester United, Sevilla, and then it's the kickoff.
It's difficult for the manager, really, because all the players, they want minutes. It's not like 90 minutes now. They need minutes, and they need to show the manager what they can do. So I'm sure all these players now, they just want minutes on the pitch. And they get that's down to the manager.
Beyond all the data and the new reign, the general demeanour of the players when they come off, those first team players on 70 minutes, they look to be buzzing on the bench there. They probably prove something to themselves tonight as well.
No, it's not that, it's just the team spirit. And again, that's what pre-season's all about. It's not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. And when you see these players coming off, players going on, they're hugging each other and everything. So they're all in it together. Yeah, I want to play. I want to be playing 90 minutes all that, like everyone else. But at the end of the day, you have to accept what's going on. You can play 20 minutes or you can play 70 minutes, but they all seem to be like a good team spirit.
Just knowing in your own head that you can go 70 minutes and you're sort of full out, and they only need to look at their immediate opponent as well. Arsenal picked a really strong side tonight, so they were playing against, you know, individually each player was playing against a very good player, an international player, somebody who takes real pride in their performance. So, and I thought Liverpool were better than Arsenal tonight.
Okay, we talked about so many players so far that kind of are there or thereabouts. We look at kind of the momentum of a pre-season as well. Somebody that might be in with a great opportunity to start at left-back is Kostas Tsimikas, who saw his season disrupted Christmas time, that bizarre clash he had with with Jurgen Klopp on the touchline. He never really recovered from there, but he'll be so pleased to have got the amount of action that he's got so far this pre-season.
Yeah, I thought he played well tonight. I thought he was receiving the ball well here and playing some nice balls up and around to Jota and to Harvey Elliott. I thought he defended, apart from the goal where I thought he could have maybe made Odegaard work a wee bit harder. But he's done well over the two games, actually.
Yeah, he's done well. I think now we all know what Andy Robertson like and all that. So he's there for a chance for him to do it now. And defensively, he wasn't sort of great, but he's better going forward. And then balls, I like the balls they play down the line.
Yeah.
Sometimes they like, instead of playing this one, he plays them down. And when you've got like Jota and all that, he'll get to them.
Yeah.
So I thought he'd done really well tonight.
And it's intriguing right across that back four, isn't it? You look at the amount of players that will come back late. Virgil van Dijk, you know, Ibu's back now. You'd expect him to play some kind of the action against Man United. Joe Gomez back late as well. Yeah. Kwanzaa will be looking at it thinking, I'm starting the season against Ipswich here.
I tell you, as I've said, you know, whenever he's performed for Liverpool, you very rarely see him making any mistakes. Very rarely gets flustered. You know, and we just seem, you know, defensive-wise, we've seen that wonderful, you know, tracking back and making a great stop right in front of the goal. Yeah, there's a classy quality player, definitely. Definitely Bruce. He's there already, but he's got so much improvement still in there.
What he's done, he's made the decision for the manager difficult. He said, I'm playing so well, how can you drop me? So by doing that, it's a difficult decision for the manager now because he's played so well.
Yeah. Is it difficult for players that have maybe gone away with their nations? Obviously, they come back late and they deserve the holiday, but maybe they've not played in as many games as they wanted to for their countries. Probably wanted to come back, you know, a week, 10 days ago to get started again.
We were talking about, you know, even when you've not been to a major tournament, there's times, you know, you've had enough holiday and you actually, you know, you just think, you know what, I want you to get back in amongst it. It's back in the changing room. And all those guys, the guys that have been away, you know, they're playing for their country, they've probably loved it. I'm sure they've loved it. But they'll be looking forward to getting to Accent next week.
Yeah, because I was always back 3 weeks early with Wales because we never qualified for anything. So I would come back, not at least he qualified for you, but I'd come back a week earlier and train with the kids, Steve Highway and all that. I've seen a young Robbie Fowler when he's 14. I just want to get back. So when everyone turned up, you seem to be maybe a little bit fitter than the rest.
There's going to be a really healthy competition for places, you know, and that's got to be good. The manager will be delighted with that. Yeah. The fact that he's got ways of changing and rotating, it's going to be good.
How do you look at Liverpool and Arsenal now as contenders for that title? Are you still thinking they're going to be right up there again
there's no reason for me to say otherwise. You know, I think we've seen two teams tonight that are going to be the ones that give Manchester City the big run right to the death again. So it's going to, there's two quality sides here tonight, and both of them have got better players and more players to come back in the next week or so.
I think you've got obviously Manchester City, you've got Arsenal, you've got Liverpool. They're the three main contenders. You always get one surprise team that comes out of the pack as well. We don't know who's that going to be, but I'd expect Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester City to be right up there.
We'll talk about Man United. Maybe they might be the surprise package. Liverpool have to take them on, of course, as this US tour comes to an end. Let's hear from the Liverpool head coach then. How pleased was he with that tonight? Let's find out. He's been talking to Mark Vellante.
Honour, a good win against a strong Arsenal side. What pleased you most about tonight's performance?
Maybe the second half, where we had a lot of problems with Arsenal because they were constantly all over us, I would say, but we defended really strong, kept them away from our 16. I don't think they created that many chances. So that was a positive thing because you will always have difficult times in a game. And if you fight like this, so many bodies behind the ball, defending in front of goal was really good. So that was pleasing to see. And of course, I think we all enjoyed the first half after the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, two goals of the highest quality, a couple of assists for Harvey Elliott. How satisfying were they to see?
It was satisfying to see us creating that many chances against a strong opponent like Arsenal. Honestly, they had a few in the first half as well. I think the first half was quite an equal game after the first 10 minutes because we started real poor. They did what we intended to do. They played every ball in behind the last line. But after that, I think both teams had a lot of chances and it was good for us that we scored two. What I didn't like is conceding out of a second phase of a set piece because the game with 2-0 up half time is much different than conceding one out of a set piece and then go half time with 2-1.
Ibu and Ryan have joined up with the group in the last couple of days. What's the plan for them during our time in the US, and are we likely to see them against Manchester United?
Yes, we will. If they stay fit in the upcoming 2 days, they will play like Jago today, 45 minutes against United. So pleased to see they are back, came back in real good shape, and looking forward to see them in a game, because I think both of them have shown that they are very good players.
Alongside a lot of hard work on the training grounds, the lads have taken in a baseball game, they've visited the Rocky Steps, a unique session there in the boxing gym. How much has everyone enjoyed their time in Philadelphia?
I think till now we've enjoyed it a lot, but in football it's always about the games and about the results, and it helps if you have a tour like this that you get results in. And I think the boys will be pleased about the way we played, like I said, especially the first half after the first 10 minutes. And I think that stands out more than going to the Rocky Steps or going to a Rocky Gym. But I do feel the boys have enjoyed our tour till now.
Thanks for your time. Well done tonight. Cheers, Arne.
Arne Slot, reflecting on a big win over Arsenal. Might surprise some of us to know that the second half was his favourite as to how they limited Arsenal. Yeah. Are we sensing from that he sensed there was a vulnerability about Liverpool from time to time last season that he's trying to cut out of their game?
So what he was pleased with, the fact that the way and the organised way they got behind the ball and didn't they let, you know, Arsenal get many shots through to Keller at all. There was just the one decent save in the second half. But apart from that, you know, it was like a light two lines of five. It looked really difficult to break down, and that proved that was a fact. Arsenal couldn't get through them.
Yeah, when you bring like 70 subs on, it's a massive difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
So people got maybe 5 or 10 minutes to get sorted out, but they've got it and they settled in straight away. So I think he'd be really pleased about that as well.
That was the thing he was probably pleased against Betis about, that it didn't really change the flow of the game, did it? The substitutions.
But kept the result. You know, being aware that they're in front, you know, you don't take any risk and just get bodies behind the ball and protect your goal. And that's what they did.
He's very reluctant to praise individual players. I think that's become obvious in the first couple of interviews that he's given to us. But he was obviously impressed with Harvey Elliott. He was impressed with how many chances they created as a team.
Yeah, again, he's two wonderful assists tonight. You know, the weight of pass for Mo. And the little chip to find Carvalho, that's quality. There's not many people can do that. Yeah. You know, such a short distance to get it up and down as well. It was quality. And he's another player who's at the back end of last season, you know, getting in the team, playing well. Now he's just got to go and push on and keep that jersey.
Yeah. How old is he, Harvey? Isn't he 21? Is he 22? Yeah, 22. And how many games he played? Yeah. He's played 100 odd games or something.
Games now as well.
So that goes to show he's passing on. What I like about him, well, he's passing his experience on to the younger ones. Well, even though he's only young, he's just, you can see, you know, he's always first on, he's always last off the pitch and all that. And you think he actually loves the club.
Just finally, Gary, he's meticulous, he's a perfectionist. I think everybody has to be now at the very top level. He didn't like them conceding from that second phase on the set play from the Arsenal's goal.
No, I know. It's like they go into the finest of details. And you know, we can look at it and criticise, but during the game, Arsenal did create quite a few chances and probably deserved to get a goal. But the way it came, it was a scruffy goal.
Yeah.
You know, and they will. Like, you know, I know these managers and coaches, you know, they'll have people analysing every single bit of that, where they could have done better, where they could have forced the ball away from the goal rather than letting Odegaard, you know, chop it back and get it across the face of the goal. So that's the fine details that these guys, you know, that's what they do.
That is it from The Reaction. We'll be back with more analysis and exclusive interviews after Saturday night's meeting with Man United in Columbia, South Carolina. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.